the school district's been amazing on supporting the virtual school and making sure we have whatever we need in order for our students to be successful.
The USD 49 Virtual School is getting ready for their end-of-the-year graduation ceremony. Director Olivia Rice stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It is a very exciting time of year. It's really busy, but we love it. We have a ton of students who are kind of wrapping up their classes and getting ready to graduate with us. And even our seniors are, or even the students who aren't seniors, are still wrapping up their classes. So there's a lot of work to be done with a few weeks left in the school year, but it's exciting.
Yeah, before we talk about some of the specifics of that graduation, I think we wanted to hit on a little bit about, you know, what it kind of means to graduate from the virtual school and what that looks like for those folks that have achieved that.
Sure, yeah. So because we are a virtual high school, we offer our curriculum online. So all of the courses, the lectures, everything like that is posted to a website. So that's how our students complete their courses. But we are still a high school in the state of Kansas. So we still provide our students that foundational base. So in order for them to be successful after they receive that high school diploma. So USD 489 has kind of implemented the plan that every student will be a successful high school graduate. So at Hayes Virtual School, we kind of took that word successful. And what does that mean for us? We kind of had to define that. And so we broke it into five different categories. So when students meet all five of those expectations, then they are deemed a successful high school graduate. So do you want me to go through those?
Yeah.
Or just hear about them? Okay.
Yeah.
So the first one is that they would meet the 21 credits that the state of Kansas has set forth in order to meet that minimum in order to receive their diploma. So that's kind of, the basis for their high school diploma. The second thing that we expect out of them is to be a participant in civic engagement activities. So we expose them, we expose our students to work of advocates for change to help foster a sense of civic responsibility. So we kind of do that through civic engagement here in Ellis County. The third thing that we expected them is the ability to prove proficiency in employability skills. We talked to employers and the most requested thing that they want from their future employees is good communication, the fact that they're self-motivated, they're reliable, that they can follow instructions, and that they are on time. And so we try to instill those in our students through our procedures and our policies and our expectations. The fourth thing is we want our students to be aware of community resources. So we connect our students with Ellis County agencies to ensure that they kind of have that appropriate contact information if they shall need those agencies after they graduate. And then the fifth thing that we want our students to have is a future plan. And this is probably the most important for us. We have students complete an IPS. Every student has one of those, and that's an individualized plan of study. And that is kind of what we fill out for students when they first enroll with us. And it not only sets, the expectations for when they're enrolled with us, but then after when they graduate. So we come up with a plan, whether they want to enter their workforce or whether they want to continue their education, we make sure that they have those things in place in order to be successful before they graduate with us. So we make sure they have a resume, a cover letter. If they're going to college, we want them to have their application done, their FAFSA, those kind of things. So those are all the things that we want our students to have when they graduate with us. And that is kind of what titles them a successful high school graduate at Hayes Virtual School.
You know, I love that. And there's several things in here to back this up a little bit that you hit on. Civic engagement, good communication, and, the community resources. Very much, I think those things come naturally when you're in a traditional school setting. But I'm curious, like, how do you actually promote and teach those subjects to those kids virtually?
Sure. Yeah. There's definitely a struggle with us being virtual. Yeah. You're right. We can't just call a kid into our office, because they're in attendance that day because they're all online. So it takes a lot of communication, a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails. What we love most is to have those face-to-face conversations with our students. We ask them to come in and sit down with us. And just because it helps build that relationship also between the school and the students. So yeah, it takes a lot of communication. We sometimes have to, you know, get creative with the way that we communicate with our students. Sometimes, you know, we'll find them on social media or something like that if we can't get a hold of them. But it's really, really important that we build that relationship with them and we have that open communication.
Very cool. Yeah. Do you find that the folks, and I don't mean this specifically in the Hayes Virtual School, but folks, mm-hmm. Students that go through that virtual learning program, are they having the same positive outcomes that a traditional student might have?
Yeah, definitely. So I just attended our Kansas virtual conference, which is every virtual high school in the state of Kansas kind of comes together and we hold a conference and we talk about, you know, barriers and successes and things like that. And I think ever since COVID, kind of the virtual learning has become really popular. And so we've had to put a lot of work into our virtual program in order, you know, to make it successful. And I think that's the work of every virtual school in the state of Kansas. We bounce ideas off of each other. You know, we're always in communication and collaborating and those kind of things. So, yeah, I've seen it throughout the state of Kansas. You know, we've had to do a lot of work in the last couple of years. But once those things are implemented, I think, yeah, their students earn their high school diploma. They're still set up for success after high school. And then they still have that, you know, we're still there to always help and support them. And they know where to find us. So.
Very cool. And I love to hear that Hayes is, you know, on the forefront of that new kind of way of doing it, because I think education is one of those fields that you're always facing change with technology innovation and what you're learning on how to educate and best practices with students. I mean, if you're not growing, you're dying kind of deal.
For sure. Yes. And recently the school district, you know, we used to be a program and then we became our own school. So they've really been advocating for that, you know, what other options can we provide our students? You know, cause not everybody learns the same and we found that out. And so, yeah, the school district's been amazing on supporting the virtual school and making sure we have whatever we need in order for our students to be successful.
Excellent. And again, you're getting ready for the big ceremony.
We are. Yeah, it's May 9th and it's at 5:00 and it's at the Hadley Center. That's where our lab is. And we always used to go to 12th Street Auditorium. And then we realized that our students kind of saw our lab is their home base. And so we wanted to have that celebration, you know, in our building. I think that was kind of important. So, it's at the Hadley Center, May 9th at 5:00.
Very cool. How many are graduating this year?
Well, we don't have an official number yet. You know, it kind of depends on our students. They've got some coursework left.
Yeah, okay, so, got about another month yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So the number's still up in the air, but, you know, because we also serve adult students. So we have traditional age students and then our adult students. So all together, I think last year we graduated about 25. So we're hoping to kind of shoot for that number this year.